I'm looking forward to hearing Braddock Brothers. We'll introduce you to everybody in the band in just a moment. They'll play a few songs for you, and you'll get to know them. Here they are, Braddock Brothers.
She said goodbye, you wouldn't like me when I'm mad. Baby, I'm so bad. Well, I know it makes you sad. You wouldn't like me when I'm mad. Well, early in the morning, I hang my head and moan. Don't know why she left me, left me all alone. You wouldn't like me when I'm mad. Well, I know it makes you sad. You wouldn't like me when I'm mad. Oh, let's go. Well, first I stop to drink, then I stop and think. I'll take you in the bathroom, baby. You with the sink, you wouldn't like me when I'm mad. Baby, I'm so bad. Well, I know it makes you sad. You wouldn't like me when I'm mad. Oh, let's flat get it. First I start to drink, then I stop and think. I'll take you in, baby. You with the sink, you wouldn't like me when I'm mad. Baby, I'm so bad. Well, I know it makes you sad. You wouldn't like me when I'm mad. I'm getting real mad, baby. I said I'm burning up inside. I'm a little green on the outside.
Braddock Brothers, don't they sound great? What a great song. Let's talk to Jason Martinko, the lead on that song. Can you tell me about the song you just did?
That was a song we used to do with a band we had before the Braddock Brothers called the Jason Martinko Review. We were around since 1999.
And is that one of your own? Or
yeah, I thought so. Yeah, and that's on
the
last CD we put out called Loving Dangerously with the Jason Martinko Review. And then pretty much after that album came out, we changed up some band members and became the Braddock Brothers, but we still do some of the old songs.
Yeah, my memory, too, it's coming back to me a little bit, is the song you just did. You know, we could think that was, you know, a rockabilly classic from the 50s or 60s, but it's, you know, a contemporary rockabilly song that you wrote. And is that most of your repertoire these days, is Braddock Brothers, contemporary stuff?
Yeah, it's a big part of it, but we always like the old 50s and 60s music.
So how did you get into this particular genre? It's a great genre, and it's actually, it's never gone away. It's more popular now, but there was a time when it was definitely the path less traveled, right?
Yeah, I guess. My dad always played in a band, so I kind of learned to play just from being around the house with him playing and stuff. When I was a kid, the Buddy Holly story and La Bamba were like on TV all the time, and I just, as a little kid, I just, for some reason, loved those guys, and I was writing songs about the age of 7, you know, trying to copy off Buddy Holly and stuff that young.
That's Jason, where'd you grow up?
Braddock, North Braddock.
So the Braddock brothers makes sense. And you've seen lots of ups and downs, and it really changes in Braddock, but it's a great, solid community, a lot of good bones.
Historic place.
And shredding the guitar on that last song at one point is Greg Brozak. And Greg, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm the newest addition to the brothers here. I grew up listening to Elvis Presley, Ricky Nelson. Always loved rockabilly. The Stray Cats, everything to do with that. So.
And are you where are you from?
North Huntington.
North Huntington.
So just outside.
15146. I know my zip codes. Braddock. Is it Braddock or Braddock?
You could say it either way. Normally I do say Braddock, but with the band, we sometimes say Braddock Brothers.
And then we have on bass playing today, Nick. I had to think for a minute. Nick Scuglia?
Scuglia.
And tell me about yourself.
I joined the band in 2007, so I've been with them almost 13 years. So I'm the oldest addition aside from Steve, our sax player, who's couldn't be here today.
And you're from Turtle Creek?
I'm from Turtle Creek, yeah.
And so you guys are all like east boroughs, east suburbs, and then... On the drums, sitting away in the corner, is Zach Velas.
Velas.
Guys, I'm getting them all. Are you from the east suburbs as well? Or?
Well, no, I'm kind of the odd man out. I'm from a little town downriver, Wheeling, West Virginia. Originally, I grew up. Yeah, I've been in Pittsburgh about 12 years about now. Yeah.
Wheeling is a great town. Was the Jamboree operating weekly when you grew up?
Yeah, when I grew up, yeah, WWVA, yeah, all that stuff. And they still have the Capitol Theater down there where they did a lot of Opry shows. And so I grew up around all that kind of stuff.
Wheeling is a great music town. And
wonderful music town.
I know it's had its ups and downs, too, but maybe 20, maybe a little bit more than 20 years ago, there were still three or four independent music stores
there
in
absolutely
Wheeling.
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm gonna amaze Zach. Doc and Chickie Williams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you guys have any idea who Doc and Chickie? How do you explain Doc and Chickie?
Novelty, almost?
Yeah. They were like the first couple of country music in Wheeling, and they owned a store right across from the theater. They were very nice people, They were legendary.
I just found a Chickie Williams record here in Pittsburgh not that long ago, and it was like, wow, a little piece of home.
Okay. Yeah, I can't think of a married. They were like senior statesmen.
George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Yeah,
earlier.
They were absolutely great. Well, nice to have you all here. Why don't we have you do another song, and then we'll talk a little bit about. What's coming up? If you're just joining us, the group is called Braddock Brothers, and they sound great. It's nice to have some rockabilly here this morning. What's next, Jason?
This is another original. This is a really old one. This was on an album I did in 1997, 98, called The Soul Boy Album. This is an old one called Funky Boogie. Well, I swing. That's how I do my thing. Yeah, I swing. That's how I do my thing. I got lots of pretty women, boy, but they don't mean a thing. Let me tell you, Little Miss Red, she keeps me fed. She puts sugar in her bread. Bonnie Tunny, give me money. She rolls all her L's in honey. I don't care about no brown. Make no difference when the sun goes down. Grab Miss Black by the back of her head. Raise your hands in the air. Raise your hands in the air. Make it funky. A shotgun, funky boogie,
freaky,
let's boogie wild. Let me tell you now, people, one night I was with Tommy Cooper. Now we was getting drunk and boogieing with the women. Now when I say boogieing, I mean getting real funky. I mean passing girls all over the place. I mean making sweet love. Sweet little prick, I want to see the way that the girl is sitting down to her cheek. We got knives and guns and burning hay. Raise your hands in the air. Raise your hands in the air. Make it funky. Boogie all night long. Can I get a shotgun? Funky boogie. To the funky boogie. To the funky boogie.
Let every note come out there. Braddock Brothers, you guys are really tight. Do you get together to play real often?
Try for once a week, but doesn't always happen.
where do you play?
At my house up in Braddock Hills.
Okay, that's a good, because a band like yours sometimes needs to rent a storage unit or do something. Let's see. Oh, headphones down. We can do that. A little bit less of me and the monitor. I can fix that. One of the not to be too inside here is my headphones are harder to drive than your headphones because of the style they are. So you'd think we'd have them all match, but they don't. I was going to say, bands like you guys, sometimes you need a little isolation to practice sometimes, mm-hmm. Depending on when you practice. Mm-hmm. But it's not like you're in your parents' house anymore. So so you've got, for folks to hear you playing out, there's not much soon, right? You're just getting some stuff together, because I would imagine most of your gigs end up being spring or summertime, yeah. When you come back out. But there's a big one coming up, right?
Yeah,
there is. Yeah, so just a few weeks ago, we heard of the imminent closing of Howlers in Bloomfield, which is easily one of our favorite venues to play. And well, they'll be relocating, and we jumped on it right away because. There was a show that we used to do there, long-running show called the Rockabilly Riot. And we wanted to make sure that we get one last Rockabilly Riot at Howlers before they relocate. So that's exactly what we did. And it'll be an all-star lineup of Rockabilly bands in the region. It'll be us, of course, Memphis Mike and the Legendary Tremblers, the Ben Dumb Trio, and a couple bands from Ohio that we'd love, the Whiskey Daredevils and Lords of the Highway. And we have DJ Poptone, who will be playing old soul rockabilly 45s. He'll be spinning those all night. It's just going to be a a riot, literally.
So that'll be in July.
It'll be July 25th.
So watch for that, and it should be a lot of fun. Hopefully, Rockabilly Riot will find a new home.
I hope so.
I've got to believe that won't be too much trouble. Jason, I don't want to put you on the spot, but Rockabilly and Pittsburgh, it seems to me, has a pretty good history in it. Mm-hmm. You mentioned your dad plays, and as I think of some of my radio disc jockey and dance disc jockey friends from, you know, Porky Chedwick, Mad Mike, and they would always have some rockabilly in there in addition to some of the other sounds. Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense of, you know, like how your dad came by the music? Or just the heritage bit?
Yeah, I guess really it was probably seeing Elvis on the Ed Sullivan Show is really probably what it was.
Yeah.
And my grandfather was also a huge Elvis fan, collected all the records and memorabilia and stuff. So, yeah, I think that's where it kind of started. And then start learning about the other guys, Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry. And
well, I think, too, I hate to overanalyze, but there's kind of a blue-collar, hard-working sensibility mm-hmm. to rockabilly, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's a workout to play, and it's also a really accessible, relatively simple to listen to. Mm-hmm. I don't know how simple I would say it is to make. It's probably you can make what you will of it. I mean, you guys are playing... Playing your fingers off as you play,
yeah.
And it's fun to watch you play.
I can attest to actually how complex it can be, just because of, you know, Jason really taught me rockabilly. I really didn't know much about it until I started playing with him, and at that time I was playing, you know, punk and heavy metal type music, and I thought that was complex and difficult to play, and I really enjoyed playing it because of that reason. And when I joined up with these guys, you know, I'd listen to some rockabilly tunes. We're like, okay, I can nail this, you know what I mean? And I started playing with them. I was like, man, so this is a lot more difficult than I thought, you know? And then I ended up just loving to play it. And that's
this is Nick on bass. Was it the speed or the thump?
I'm not sure how to describe it. I think what I loved about it most was how important the bass parts were in the rockabilly music, which I mean, I'm a bassist, so I'm going to say that, you know, bass is always important, but rockabilly in particular, it's very important.
No, you're right. It's the heartbeat, or almost like the engine behind it, because if you don't have the, you know, it's gonna not seem like what it should seem. Not that bass is unimportant in other genres, but you're right. I never thought about that.
Yeah, the rhythm really is the backbone to it.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have these guys here, Braddock Brothers. I put a picture of all four of them up on our Facebook page, along with a link to their page, so you can follow what they're up to. After the next song, we'll talk a little bit about recordings of theirs that you might want to find. What is the next song you'd like to do?
Something good. It's another original called Something Good. And when we started out as the Braddock Brothers after changing the Jason Martinko review name, we kind of started playing bluegrass for a while, and we changed instruments, and I was playing mandolin, and Nick on bass was playing guitar. And so we kind of wrote some bluegrass songs. And now this is one of the ones we wrote as a bluegrass song, but now we've rewritten the music to it to be more rockabilly.
And that's your drummer's influence,
yeah.
Bringing the bluegrass of West Virginia out here.
So we're going to try this. We haven't done it this way very many times, but we're going to give it a go here. This is an original called Something Good.
What happened to the happy times that we used to share? I thought we had something good. What happened to the old times when I thought you cared? I thought we had something good. I took you to a party, baby, just the other night. The next thing that I know, you danced right out of sight. Now you've gone and left me, baby. I never thought you would. I thought we had something good. Hit it! What happened to the happy times that we used to share? I thought we had something good. What happened to the old times when I thought you cared? I thought we had something good. I wonder what has made your heart turn as cold as ice. The way we used to get along, I thought you'd treat me nice. Now you've gone and left me, baby, I don't know why you would. I thought we had something good. Oh, let's go! What happened to the happy times that we used to share? I thought we had something good. What happened to the old times when I thought you cared? I thought we had something good. Well, nothing lasts forever, baby. I found out that it's true. Don't wanna shed no tears for you, but what else can I do? Now you're gonna let me, baby. I don't know why you would. I thought we had something good, yeah. I thought we had something good. Well, I thought we had something good.
What a fun song. I wanted to come in there over the end, especially just to give Zach somebody to play with. I was gonna come in the end. I thought we had something good. You can do a little talking part there at the end. That's a great tune. And you know, I looked down for a minute as he started. I think was that Jason and Greg harmonizing, or were all three of you singing?
Nope, just them two.
Just you two. Okay. Okay. I thought it might be you. So there's a reason we had your mic turned off before, is what you're saying.
I keep unplugging it, and you guys keep plugging it back in.
You guys sounded good. I mean, that harmony, I wasn't expecting that. You sounded great.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I wasn't expecting that. You sounded great. That's don't take that out of context. I wasn't expecting
we
the
get
harmony.
That a lot.
Yeah, we learned to sing harmony doing the bluegrass stuff. We had never done it before, and when we started that, we learned three-part harmony. Usually Steve's the third voice. We couldn't be here today.
Actually, he just I think he's listening because he just liked the photo of you guys that we put up there. Steve plays saxophone, and that has got to be a neat sound when the five of you are here. He's keeping his germs to himself. We appreciate that. So how can folks get your music? Do you have? I know you have at least one release, right?
Mm-hmm. We have a single out right now that's off of a movie soundtrack, and it's available on iTunes.
That's excellent.
Pretty much every
all the standard
Spotify, Amazon, Pandora.
If you get a million downloads, you might get like $5.
Right. I haven't seen a penny yet. So.
It's I forget the musician, somebody who I'm marginally close to. I can't remember who it was, but the pay scale is way out of whack for that. This person, I mean, had. You know, tens of thousands of downloads,
really?
And got a check for like $25 or something.
I believe it.
They need to figure that out. But you guys have to be great live, I'm sure. And when you're on stage in July for the Rockabilly Riot, that's going to be a lot of fun. It's the kind of band that, I don't know, it makes you feel good. It's pretty hard not to smile and not to tap your foot. With rockabilly tunes. What would you like to do next?
Talk about Joe?
Yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, so There's an old soul singer named Joe Tex from the 60s.
Yeah. You were mentioning him earlier as you were warming up. Mm. And are you doing some tribute shows?
Yeah. I wrote a book about Joe Tex's life and music, and it's available on Amazon now. It's called Hold What You Got, The Joe Tex Story.
And what prompted you to write about him? He must be an inspiring
figure.
Yeah,
big influence. I loved him for like 20-some years, and I collected all his stuff just to, you know.
Also a guitarist?
Mainly just a singer.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a songwriter. I like a lot of his writing and stuff. And I just always followed him, always was collecting all his records and trying to find out any little bit of piece of information I could find about him out of old magazines from the 60s and stuff. And one day I just realized I had all this information I'd gathered. I said, I could probably make a book out of this. And no one ever wrote a book about him, and he's barely mentioned in any like soul music history books just because he's kind of an unknown guy.
When did he... do you know roughly when he was born and when he passed?
He was born like in the 30s and passed 1981.
Wow, so somewhat of a short life. Mm-hmm. And I know him, I know his name, I know mm-hmm. his voice, I don't know much more about
right.
him.
But he was a main rival of James Brown. They had some issues, the two of them, for the title of Soul Brother number one. And at the time, Joe was just about as big as James Brown, but
wow.
they always kind of had this rivalry.
Did he have any major hits?
His biggest song is called I Gotcha, which is a 70s funk song, and they used it in Reservoir Dogs, which is where I first heard it, and then went and looked him up from hearing that song.
So he, when he died, he would probably have gotten bigger and bigger because there was a bit of a soul resurgence mm-hmm. right around the time he died.
When the Blues Brothers came out and stuff.
That's a perfect. That is about the timing. Yeah. I never related it to Elwood and Jake, but mm-hmm. you're exactly right.
I always loved his music, and I just wanted to have a book about him and a discography of all, because he recorded from the 50s through the 80s, so he has like a huge catalog of recordings, and it took me years and years to like figure out when this song, the order of the recordings and stuff.
Where was he from?
He was from Texas.
I figured. Yeah. I didn't want to assume, so mm-hmm. probably lots of little labels putting mm-hmm. him on record. Is this song one of
his? Yeah, we're going to do a Joe Tex song. We also did a concert. His son, Joe Tex 2, performs, and he came to Pittsburgh for the book release, and we backed him up at the Hard Rock in August last year.
How nice.
So it was real nice to meet him. And we're looking to do some more shows. We're trying to get into the Hard Rock Chicago. We just sent a press material to them. And there is a video of the entire show now on YouTube that you could watch of us with Joe Tex 2. It's pretty cool. So you can just find that on the Braddock Brothers channel on YouTube. And I guess we're going to do a Joe Tex song here.
Yeah, what's it called?
This is called Take My Baby a Little Love. It's going to be a little bit weird without the saxophone, but we're going to do it. Ripping and running like a cow with a whooping cough. Yeah, flipping and flopping like a chicken with his head cut off. Yeah, but my baby's been gone without love. I've been in the street letting it up. I got to stop being the town's clown before I tear myself down and take my baby a little love. Yeah, take a little love right now. I've been wiggling and wobbling like a duck with a belly ache. Yeah, dipping and dodging like a fish trying to dodge a snake. Yeah, but my baby's been gone without love. I've been in the street letting it up. I got to stop being the town's clown before I tear myself down and take my baby. Thank you. be stumbling and fumbling like a blind man leading a drunk. Yeah, wheeling and dealing like a driver trying to mess a skunk. Yeah, but my baby's been gone without love. I've been in the street lifting it up. I got to stop being the town's clown before I tear myself down and take my baby a little love. Take a little love, baby. Take a little love. Got to take a little love right now. Take a little love. Got to take a little love, baby. Got to take a little love right now. Take a little, yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on now. All right. Yeah, yeah, now. All right now. Yeah.
Braddock Brothers with a song by Joe Tex. What a great tune. It's really fun to listen to you. I'm going to dare try to ask another question of Greg with hopes that his mic's on and working, which is just about your guitar. I'm trying to read the make. Is it Squire?
Yeah, it's a Squire. It's just it's a cheaper version of a Fender, but... I love Telecasters, and this one just happens to be a little bit more hot-rodded, I guess you could
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not as familiar with electric guitars as I am with acoustic. Is it made by Fender or?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like the Chevy to the...
The GMC, I guess.
Yeah, the GM series. You can't very well see this as you listen to the radio, but it's beautiful. I mean, it's gold. It's shiny. There's silver plate on it where the pickups are. It's really a nice instrument.
It's like a throwback to, like, the early country with, like, hee-haw.
Yeah,
you see the
yeah.
gold lamé where yeah. it matches the car, you know.
Yeah, it's like a Doc and Chicky guitar, right?
Full circle. Head turner, right?
Yeah. It's a nice looking instrument.
Thank you.
I think we have time for two more, if you got it in you. I don't want to overwork the band here, but...
the original set list we had what?
12 songs on 12, it. Yeah.
I mean, it's tough without Steve here. He's a pretty important part of the band, but...
Yeah. Oh, you guys sound great.
We could play two more.
Yeah, you got. I mean, you sound fantastic, and it's good. We mentioned your Facebook page. I didn't get a chance to look. Is that the best place, or is there a website?
Yeah, that's Facebook.
Facebook's the best place. So look for Braddock Brothers or Braddock Brothers. Both will lead you there. They're debating the song. Yeah. I always like a band that debates the song.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Breakaway.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the friendliest debate I've seen all week.
We're always agreeable.
Which one first?
Breakaway.
Nice.
All right, this is another one we haven't done too many times, but we're going to try it because we like taking risks. This is an old song that was made famous by Irma Thomas. A couple other people have done it. This is called Breakaway. I made my reservation, I'm leaving town tomorrow. I find somebody new and there'll be no more sorrow. That's what I say each time, but I can't follow through. I can't break away, though you make me cry. I can't break away, I can't say goodbye. I'll never, ever break away. sit down and throw it away. There'll be no waiting around for you to call each day. That's what I do each time, but I can't follow through. I can't break away. Though you make me cry, I can't break away. I can't say goodbye. I'll never, ever break away from you. No, 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 no. I can't break away. Though you make me cry, I can't break away. I can't say goodbye. I'll never, ever break away from you. No, 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 no.
There's a song that really shows off Jason's voice. You're a heck of a singer. I can only imagine what it's like with a live audience in front of you. People have got to be up dancing. I can't imagine they wouldn't be. It's been hard for me to not be tapping my foot or snapping my fingers, and I've kind of concluded that nobody can hear that over you guys. But, Braddock Brothers, the name of the band, and you can, if you Google them or search for them, I'm sure it'll point you to their Facebook page. We've linked to it as well. And it's just been so much fun to have you here. It's our last chance to talk before you play next. Not ever, but I mean on the radio. Is there anything that you might want to mention that I didn't get a chance to ask? You're welcome if you're playing in other bands and want to acknowledge them or just anything. Hi, moms. You know.
Yeah, hi, mom. You know, just, you know, keep go like us on Facebook. Anytime we book shows, which we do a lot of them come up fast. And you know, we promote them mostly on there. And
anyone who wants to have us for a show, get a hold of us.
Yeah, just send us a message. That's usually how we work. I mean, we'll hound some people for some bookings, but a lot of the time someone will drop us a line and we'll go.
Let's say just check out our YouTube page, too. There's a lot of videos of us live on there and stuff.
Buy our shirts.
Yeah, we got shirts. And we have old CDs from the Jason Martinko Review, which is the old band.
They still work, you know. Yeah. They still play. I'll say get well, Steve Jacobs. We miss seeing you today.
We miss you, Steve. Yeah.
Hopefully we can, we were going to ask maybe, you know, we can do a Braddock Brothers part two and get Steve in here someday. You know?
Absolutely. It'd be great. And Steve's fine. I'm sure he just has maybe the flu, maybe a cold, something like that.
But he's a big fan of the show, too. He's pretty bummed he couldn't be.
Yeah, Steve's a good guy. So what do you guys want to close up with?
So this is another one off our last album with the Jason Martinko Review called Loving Dangerously. This is a song called The World's Greatest Sinner. This is one we still do with the Braddock Brothers all the time.
Well, baby, I'm the world's greatest sinner. I'm telling you, baby, that's what I am. Well, baby, I'm the world's greatest sinner. Yeah. Baby, don't you know I'm a bad, bad man? Well, I've done so many bad things in this evil, evil life. Baby, I guess I know it just ain't right. Well, some say that I'll pay the devil on Judgment Day. But baby, I never care about the price. Well, baby, I'm the world's greatest sinner. I'm telling you, baby, that's what I am. Yeah, baby, I'm the world's greatest sinner. Yeah, baby, don't you know I'm a bad, bad man. Oh! baby, let me tell you my evil, evil ways. I've been doing evil things almost all my days. When I was a little boy, I didn't like to play with toys. I just made little girls jump for joy. Well, baby, I'm the world's greatest sinner. I'm telling you, baby, but that's what I am. Yeah, baby, I'm the world's greatest sinner. Yeah, baby, don't you know I'm a bad, bad man. Yeah, baby, don't you know I'm a bad, bad man. Well, baby, don't you know I'm a bad, bad man. I said I'm really, yeah, I'm a lowdown.